say, listen. One day when I was after rummaging in me cellar, I found one dozen champagne bottles going to waste. I took a look at them and I seen they was all in good condition, except they was full of champagne water. Putting the 12 bottles to one side, I went into the kitchen and got a corkscrew, the small end of which I stuck into the cork of one of the champagne bottles and give it a twist. Then be pulling upward on the corkscrew, at the same time holding the bottle tight between me knees, which I had covered with rosin to prevent the bottle from slipping. I drew out the cork, which I laid to one side, and emptied the contents of the bottle down the drain, except for a small tumblerful, which I drank. I then removed the cork from another bottle and emptied the contents down the drain, except for a small tumblerful, which I also drank. Then I removed the cork from another bottle and emptied the contents down the drain, except a small tumblerful, which I also drank. Then I removed another bottle from the cork and emptied the drain down the contents, except a small tumblerful, which I drank. And then I removed another drain from the contents and emptied the cork down the tumblerful, except a bottle, which I drank. And I then bottled another small remove from the tumbler, except a small corkful, which I drained and contents the drank down the bottle. And, well, anyhow, I done it all of them 12 bottles. Now them bottles was all empty, and I steadied the house with one hand and counted the bottles with the other. There was 28 left out of the dozen. Then I got me scrubbing brush and a pail of water to clean the bottles. But to me surprise, I found I could not get the brush into the neck of the bottle. So I therefore turned the 28 bottles wrong side out, scrubbed them well, and turned them right side out again, you understand. Well, sir, by this time the house was revolving rapid, so I sat on the floor and counted the bottles as they went by. There was then exactly 64 of them. I clung to the kitchen table and produced out of the drawer the can opener, on the hind legs of which was a glass cutter. I then sneaked back carefully to the bottles and seated myself in the middle of them, and them going around me continuous. By pretending indifference and springing at them when they were off their guard, I managed to grab them one at a time. When I had caught a bottle, I held it firmly down, me lying on it, and with the glass cutter I cut off the bottom of the bottle and the neck of it. Then the tops and the bottoms I put to one side and discovered that what remained of the bottle made a most elegant lamp chimney. And, sir, would you believe it, when I counted the chimneys I made from the bottles, I found I had exactly 89 of them.